Episode 54 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, and I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll read Exodus 34 and Matthew chapter 6. In Exodus, Moses' face shines, and in Matthew, Jesus tells us how we should pray. We'll read from the New International Reader's Bible. Listen to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible on Stitcher Radio on Demand. It's easy. Stitcher is an award-winning free mobile app that lets you listen to all your favorite shows, plus discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. Available for iPhone, Android, and most tablets. Exodus chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut out two stone tablets that are just like the first ones. I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning. Then come up on Mount Sinai. Meet with me there on top of the mountain. No one must come with you. No one must be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds must be allowed to eat grass in front of the mountain." So Moses carved out two stone tablets that were just like the first ones. Early in the morning, he went up Mount Sinai. He carried the two tablets in his hands. He did as the Lord had commanded him to do. Then the Lord came down in the cloud. He stood there with Moses and announced his name, the Lord. As he passed in front of Moses, he called out. He said, "I am the Lord, the Lord. I am a God who is tender and kind. I am gracious. I am slow to get angry. I am faithful and full of love. I continue to show my love to thousands of people. I forgive those who do evil. I forgive those who refuse to obey. And I forgive those who sin. But I do not let guilty people go without punishing them. I punish the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren for the sin of their parents." Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped. "Lord," he said, "if you are pleased with me, then go with us. Even though these people are stubborn, forgive the evil things we have done. Forgive our sin, and accept us as your people." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. I will do wonderful things in front of all your people. I will do miracles that have never been done before in any nation in the whole world. The people you live among will see the things that I, the Lord, will do for you, and they will see how wonderful those things really are. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites to make room for you. Be careful. Do not make a peace treaty with those who live in the land where you are going. They will be a trap to you. Tear down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down the poles they use to worship the goddess Asherah. Do not worship any other god. I am a jealous God. In fact, my name is jealous. Be careful not to make a peace treaty with those who live in the land. They commit sin by offering sacrifices to their gods. They will invite you to eat their sacrifices. You will choose some of their daughters as wives for your sons, and those daughters will commit sin by worshiping their gods. Then they will lead your sons to do the same thing. Do not make statues of gods. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days, eat bread that is made without yeast, just as I commanded you. Do it at the appointed time in the month of Abib. You came out of Egypt in that month. Every male animal that is born first to its mother belongs to me. That includes your livestock. It includes herds and flocks alike. Sacrifice a lamb to buy back every male donkey that is born first to its mother. But if you do not buy the donkey back, break its neck. Buy back every oldest son. You must not come to worship me with your hands empty. Do your work in 6 days, but you must rest on the 7th day. Even when you are plowing your land or gathering your crops, you must rest on the 7th day. Celebrate the Feast of Weeks. Bring the first share of your wheat crop. Celebrate the Feast of Booths. Hold it in the fall. 3 times a year, all of your men must come to worship me. I am your Lord and King, the God of Israel. I will drive out nations ahead of you. I will increase your territory. Go up 3 times a year to worship me. While you are doing that, I will keep others from wanting to take any of your land for themselves. I am the Lord your God. Do not include anything that is made with yeast when you offer me the blood of a sacrifice. You must not keep any of the meat from the sacrifice of the Passover feast until morning. Bring the best of the first share of your crops to my house. I am the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write down the words I have spoken. I have made a covenant with you and with Israel in keeping with those words. Moses was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat any food or drink any water. The Lord wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant. Those words are the Ten Commandments. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. He had the two tablets of the covenant in his hands. His face was shining because he had spoken with the Lord, but he didn't realize it. Aaron and all of the people of Israel saw Moses. His face was shining, so they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called out to them. So Aaron and all of the leaders of the community came to him, and Moses spoke to them. After that, all of the people came near him, and he gave them all of the commandments the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. Moses finished speaking to them. Then he put a veil over his face. But when he would go to speak with the Lord, he would remove the veil. He would keep it off until he came out. Then he would tell the people what the Lord had commanded. They would see that his face was shining, so Moses would put the veil back over his face. He would keep it on until he went in again to speak with the Lord. Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to do good works in front of others. Don't do them to be seen by others. If you do, your Father in heaven will not reward you. When you give to needy people, do not announce it by having trumpets blown. Do not be like those who only pretend to be holy. They announce what they do in the synagogues and on the streets. They want to be honored by others. What I'm about to tell you is true. They have received their complete reward. When you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Then your giving will be done secretly. Your Father will reward you. He sees what you do secretly. When you pray, do not be like those who only pretend to be holy. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners. They want to be seen by others. What I'm about to tell you is true. They have received their complete reward. When you pray, go into your room. Close the door and pray to your Father who can't be seen. He will reward you. Your Father sees what is done secretly. When you pray, do not keep talking on and on the way ungodly people do. They think they will be heard because they talk a lot. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. Keep us from falling into sin when we are tempted. Save us from the evil one. Forgive people when they sin against you. If you do, your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive people their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you go without eating, do not look gloomy like those who only pretend to be holy. They make their faces very sad. They want to show people they are fasting. What I'm about to tell you is true. They have received their complete reward. But when you go without eating, put olive oil on your head. Wash your face. Then others will not know that you're fasting. Only your Father, who can't be seen, will know it. He will reward you. Your Father sees what is done secretly. Do not put away riches for yourselves on earth. Moths and rust can destroy them. Thieves can break in and steal them. Instead, put away riches for yourselves in heaven. There, moths and rust do not destroy them. There, thieves do not break in and steal them. Your heart will be where your riches are. The eye is like a lamp for the body. Suppose your eyes are good, then your whole body will be full of light. But suppose your eyes are bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness. If the light inside you is darkness, then it is very dark. No one can serve two masters at the same time. He will hate one of them and love the other, or he will be faithful to one and dislike the other. You can't serve God and money at the same time. I tell you, do not worry. Don't worry about your life and what you will eat or drink. And don't worry about your body and what you will wear. Isn't there more to life than eating? Aren't there more important things for the body than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They don't plant or gather crops. They don't put away crops in storerooms. But your Father who is in heaven feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they are? Can you add even 1 hour to your life by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the wild flowers grow. They don't work or make clothing. But here is what I tell you. Not even Solomon, in all of his glory, was dressed like one of those flowers. If that is how God dresses the wild grass, won't he dress you even better? After all, the grass is here only today. Tomorrow it is thrown into the fire. Your faith is so small. So don't worry. Don't say, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? People who are ungodly run after all of those things. Your Father who is in heaven knows that you need them. Put God's kingdom first. Do what he wants you to do. Then all of those things will also be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. May God bless the reading of his word. Wow, 40 days and nights on Mount Sinai with God. It really is no wonder that his face shone when he came down, is it? What an amazing experience that would be. We're told that he ate no food and drank no water. Obviously, God was nourishing him. I wonder if he slept. Now, to Matthew. As you may already know, yesterday and today, and then tomorrow, we've been reading what is often called the Beatitudes. Yesterday, Jesus established some pretty high standards. Today, he contrasted the behavior of the high and mighty religious people to the way God really wants us to act. I believe this is the first time we're told that he began to make enemies of the religious establishment. Actually, it doesn't say that per se, but when you look at what he said, you know that it didn't make those people very happy. I think the takeaway here is that God is not interested in religion. He's interested in the heart, the motive. Do the things you do for God, not for man. What do you think? Comment on our Facebook group. Go to lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. It'll take you right there. And also, it'd be great if you would comment on the show in the iTunes store. Just saying. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.